Welcome back to Farm Talk. We're just cruising through. It definitely is a Friday. A lot of folks getting set to head out to family and friends for Thanksgiving tomorrow. Please drive safe. Roads should be pretty good. A little bit of a dusting of snow out there, but it's just going to be brisk. Tomorrow's going to be a chilly day. Make sure you have that winter survival gear in your car because the wind chill is going to be below zero in a lot of areas. Okay, we're going to talk some markets now before the big Thanksgiving holiday. Dave Spickler joins us on a Wednesday, as he always does, from Lighthouse Commodities out in the Bismarck area. And Dave, I had one of my friends tell me that the markets today was the equivalent of watching paint dry. Would that be accurate?
Yeah, not a lot going on in corn and beans. You had modest recoveries in both after a pretty weak last couple of days. Wheat, though, somewhat surprisingly took a bit of a beating. In fact, nearby December spring wheat made new contract lows on the day, as you had some pretty wild spread behavior as wheat goes into delivery. But corn and beans managed to carve out modest gains. And for soybeans, the big thing we're watching, you've still managed to hold above your early August lows on January beans. So the more days that we can string along here without break into a new contract low, the better. It signifies that we've got a base established and can start to try to recover again. So even though it was a pretty quiet day, chart-wise, you got to feel a lot better about beans than you did a day ago or a couple days ago. The chart's starting to perk up a bit.
Are the markets still reacting to the Donald Trump message of tariff here, tariff there, tariff here, tariff there? Are they still?
Yeah, I think that's certainly on specifically, and then just in general, the magnitude of geopolitical stuff here. So this latest announcement was a bit trickier to trade to think about, because you're saying if you do not help us with our war on incoming drugs, on illegal immigrants, we're going to slap these tariffs on. And what does that mean as far as reciprocating, if they even happen at all? But certainly you've watched like the canola market just collapse, soybean oil collapse, corn trade down to its lowest levels in a few weeks, and then again, soybeans were already at their recent lows and stuff. I think there's a lot of apprehension there, but most of the time that tends to be the initial reaction appears a bit overdone, like the weakness that we saw yesterday morning in the aftermath of kind of that story. The grains have already recovered quite a bit from that level, but that is one of the features of this market. There's the outsized geopolitical risk overhanging the whole markets here that just keeps us on edge at all times.
Yeah. We are open, limited, on Friday. Is it worth it to be open that Friday?
Yeah, it's a curious thing. I think some of it's a nod to places like CME or a for-profit corporation, and then a lot of these U.S. markets are the benchmark all over the world, and they're not probably as worried about our Thanksgiving holiday and giving us a four-day weekend. But you typically don't accomplish a lot in that shortened session. It'll be a little bit different this year because it's your last trading day before the delivery period on your December contracts. But would not, absent a major news story breaking between now and then, would expect a pretty quiet trade to close out the week.
Hard open on Friday and closing at noon. Is that right? Sound right?
Yep. Okay. Yep, correct. So no night session, watch football and go to bed on Thanksgiving. Normal day open, close at noon, and you're back into the weekend mode then.
Dave, we got about 2 minutes here. Just wanted to ask you real quick, what kind of conversations are you having with growers right now, this time of year? So,
yes, I think a lot of the conversation shifts now to starting to think about 2025, and those budgets for 25 are some of the more difficult that we've seen, at least in our tenure of doing this. Corn looks okay. Soybeans, wheat, rough right now. So just starting to talk about how do you approach that marketing year when you don't have a good opportunity today to lock in a great price. That's different than what we've had the last several years, where we had abundant opportunities in the winter to hedge good prices on new crop grain. So that it's really been a eye-opening for guys just looking at those budgets. We're really going to have to pick our spots. Any opportunity that we're given here through the winter into spring, we're going to need to be hedging grain on rallies.
That sounds like good advice. For folks looking for marketing advice, how do they get a hold of you?
You can call us anytime, 701-516-8025. Or LightHouseCommodities.com or Lighthouse into any of your social media channels.
Yeah, I heard the term the other day, like the farmers are in the race to get the grain in the bin and they're welding the door shut, waiting for the gate for better times. But like you said, I think you got to take your spots, right, in these times?
Yeah, that's really problematic when you just become oblivious to the market. When you just say, this price isn't good enough, I'm going to just wait until it is, because what ends up happening is something other than the price compels you to move. You've got to raise cash, or you've got to get it moved ahead of this time frame and stuff, and it tends to not be that is not a good strategy on grain market. You want to accept reality, look at contract, take advantage of basis opportunities, all of that.
LightHouseCommodities.com. Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you, sir.